Well, very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nun Dalet, Yevamos 54a, pagination is 107. Starting from the last of the small lines, based on our Mishnah, Echad Hama'are, a person who does Ha'ra'ah, which is Techilas Bia, just the beginning of intimacy, just the beginning of entry, is the same as Gemar Bia. There's no difference halachically. We mentioned in yesterday's session that, of course, if it came to Kiddushin, his daitos are Gemar Bia on complete insertion. But when we're dealing with prohibited acts, or our case was Yibum, which even without his intent, they're going to become married the minute he enters. So, Echad Hama'are, whether it's just the beginning or the end, full insertion, makes no difference as far as the halacha goes. Again, both for Isurim, for prohibitions, and for the Kinyan by Yibum. Omar Ula, the first wide line, Ula said, Minayin lahara min haTorah, how do you know that just entry, this word, hara'ah, is sufficient from a biblical source? Shenema, because the pasuk says regarding a nida, v'ish ashayishkav es isha dava, if a man will sleep with a woman who is a nida, v'gila es ervasa es mekora he'era, this word hara'a is used, mikan lahara min haTorah, from here we know that just the beginning of the entry, even if the entry is not completed, he hasn't gone in all the way with the organ, it's still considered a bia, an act of intimacy. Ashkecha nida, so now we know this halacha is true by a nida. Sha'or arayis minayin, how do you know that this is true by all other prohibited relationships, that just going in that beginning is already considered the act of Bia. Let's turn to the second side of today's daf, five lines down. Amar Kro, it's based on a posuk. Kikola shoyasa mikola toevo so'ela. Anybody who will do any of these disgusting behaviors, immoral relationships, v'nichrusu anefashas ha'osos, and there's a punishment of being cut off, hukshu kol ha'arayis kulan l'nida, all prohibited relationships are compared to nida, manida b'hara, just like nida, we were told, is just the level of hara, of the intimacy, will already be considered the act, afkol b'hara. So all other arayis are the same. So we have a principle that hara, partway in, is already considered the act of bia. And when it comes to prohibited relationships, that alone is prohibited. With this, we can understand a halacha, which otherwise might be quite confusing. There's a halacha in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Pei He Sif Dalid, that if a person was totally permitted case, he's living, he's intimate with his wife, who's Tahar, who's permitted to him, V'omra lo nitmesi, and she says, while they are in middle of the act, she says, I just became a nida. So the halacha is that he's not allowed to be pirish miyad. He's not allowed to just pull himself out in a panic. He's not allowed to do that. Sheyitzi aso hana'ala kibi aso. Because going out is the same pleasure as going in. Ketzad yaase, what should he do? He has to wait at shayamos ha'ever until the organ dies down, so to speak, uporish be'ever meis, and then with a non-live organ, he's able to pull himself out. Now, if we were approaching bia from a clinical perspective, so then the person is totally in, one would think the best thing he can do is pull himself out. And the halacha is telling us very specifically, yitziyaso hana'ala kibiyaso, the pleasure of going out is the same as going in, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. And the question, which seems to be quite troubling over here, is why do we care how much pleasure there is? What relevance does that have? If we were approaching bia from a clinical perspective, pull out. What difference is it about hana'ah? People get hana'ah from lots of things. Hana'ah is not the thing that's prohibited. It's the act of bia that's prohibited. So if the person can diminish his level of bia, if he's in all the way, and he can get himself in less way, from a clinical type of way of looking at this, he's diminishing the bia. Isn't that what we would want of him? And the halacha is clearly stating exactly the opposite. And the reason being given is yitziyaso hana'ala kibiyaso, because of the pleasure. And again, the is very confusing. Where does pleasure come in? If a person is with a woman who's forbidden to him and he has no pleasure, it's still forbidden. What does pleasure have to do with this? So it would seem that this halacha is so easily understood once we understand that there's such a thing as hara'a, as partial bia, part of the way in, is already halachically considered all the way in. It makes no difference to us. In is in. And the only time that we're looking to be all the way in is by kiddushin, because you don't have his intent until he's all the way in. But as far as halacha goes, partly in satisfies whatever requirements or prohibitions are associated with bia are already there once you're partway in. If so, what we're being told over here in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in Shavuos Yud Zayin Amid Beis is that the act of bia, which we're referring to as hara, partial bia, is the same act whether you do hara from the outside going in, or you do hara, somehow you got on the inside and you're coming out. It's the same act of hara. And therefore what we want of him is that he should stop. He should not continue doing acts of bia. Going in, going out, it makes no difference. Either way, it's defined as a bia, it's defined as hara'a, and the source for that concept is because it's hana'alo. It's the same pleasure, going in, going out, makes no difference. And therefore, whether the hara'a is from the outside going in, or the hara'a is from the inside going out, it's going to be the same act of bia, and it's going to be the same prohibition. And therefore, the halacha states, he has to stop. It's interesting that on the same daf over there in Shavuos, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Tosfos discusses a concept of a person who's leaving a room by backing out of the room. Now, this is very relevant in certain cases of mezuzah, like a little laundry closet, where the person goes in, deals with the washing machine, and then backs out. So the question is, does that doorway need a mezuzah? If a person's only backing through that doorway, that's not derech bi'oso, that's not beisecha, that's not the way mezuzah is done, right side on the way in. He's backing in, he's not walking in normally. Tosfos mentions that there's a case where people back out. Ketalmid haniftar meirabo. If you have a good reason why you're backing out, like a student who's standing in reverence of his Rebbe, and he walks out facing the Rebbe, so he's backing out, so that may be a different type of definition, exit, entrance, how to define it properly. although Tosfos wasn't referring to this, but it caught my eye, it's on the same daf, it's a similar concept. I don't care how you got in and why you're in, but in this case, we invoke the rule, Yitzyaso Hana La Kibiyaso, going out is the same pleasure as going in, and therefore, it's normal. It's a normal part of Bia. It's a normal part of Ara. There's no Shinui here. And therefore, again, the halacha is, don't do Hara on the way in, don't do Hara on the way out. Instead, he has to stop and wait and be Poresh Be'ever Meis. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.